When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
International Tea Day has evolved splendidly in the past 5 years. Champions of the multinational celebration are justifiably proud of the many meaningful gatherings since May 21, 2020, when the Food and Agricultural Organization began hosting the event. This year's sessions highlighted the pivotal role of women in tea production and distribution, with a reminder that gender equality remains elusive in many tea-growing regions. FAO Director General Ku Dongyu, speaking in Rome, emphasized that tea is far more than a beverage. For millions of people around the world, it is a lifeline. Quote, "More than 60% of the world's tea is produced by smallholders, many of whom are women and young people, and often in some of the world's most vulnerable places," the Director General said. "Income from the tea sector is vital to ensuring food security, supporting rural economies, and strengthening resilience to shocks," he added. He made remarks at the high-level event held at FAO headquarters under the theme, quote, "Tea for Better Lives," end quote. This theme explores how tea can serve as a valuable tool that enhances the lives of millions of people. From farmers to factory workers, traders to consumers, tea contributes to better livelihoods, stronger communities, and healthier lifestyles. Farmed with Care is a thoughtful 3-minute video produced by FAO depicting, quote, "the tea pluckers, farmers, and countless men and women at the core of the tea value chain. Now, more than ever, we must explore the connection between consumption and origin, spotlighting the vital role that tea workers play not only in producing tea, but in preserving the landscape where it is grown." See Farmed with Care on YouTube. The Rome event featured a tea tasting experience and markets and trade talks where participants shared insights about their tea heritage and traditions. Meanwhile, at the United Nations in New York, India's permanent mission to the UN organized a special event titled Chai Pe Charcha to emphasize tea's role in economic empowerment and sustainable development. The event highlighted India's prominence in the global tea industry. India has engaged in commendable efforts to appeal to young tea drinkers. In Canada, Tea and Herbal Association President Shabnam Weber hosted a live-stream SOFA summit to connect 20 tea luminaries, thought leaders, and stakeholders representing 12 countries. In the UK, activities included tastings, talks, workshops, and many afternoon teas at hotels and restaurants that have adapted the tea selections and dainties to appeal to younger generations. Check out a complete list of events online using the hashtags TeaDay25 and International Tea Day. Business Insight. Let's connect. The Directory of Tea Superconnectors was created to facilitate collaborations on tea projects such as International Tea Day. Superconnectors are individuals who excel at connecting people and resources, building extensive networks of relationships. They are known for their ability to remember the names, details, and passions of those in their network, and they actively seek ways to connect others, even if there is no immediate benefit to themselves. Visit tea-biz.com to get listed. There's no charge. TBiz correspondent Myanmar Badrach filed this report on Japan exports, which are surging during the tariff wars. High tariffs on Chinese tea exported to the U.S., along with the threat of retaliatory tariffs in other markets, including the European Union, are prompting importers to seek alternative suppliers. Japan, renowned for its consistently high-quality traceable tea, is a natural substitute, especially in premium green tea segments such as matcha, gaokuro, and sencha. In March 2025, Japan exported tea worth 4.2 billion Japanese yen to 70 countries, a 34% increase from the previous year, according to the Japan Tea Export Promotion Council. The volume reached 982 metric tons, representing a 16.3% increase. Estonia paid the highest unit price at 140 per kilogram, while Taiwan paid the lowest at an average $9 per kilogram. Japanese tea exports to the U.S. increased to 12.3 million in March, an 18% rise from the previous year. The volume was 288,000 kilos. Tea exports sold at an average of $42.50 per kilogram. Powdered tea exports grew by 26.5% in value and 16.3% in volume. Exports to the EU reached 700 million Japanese yen, a 36% increase from the previous year. Japan's economic partnership agreements with the EU, UK, and CPTPP provide access to zero or low tariffs, a competitive advantage as the suppliers are priced out. Japan's green tea exports, led by matcha, have tripled over the past decade, reaching a record 185 million in 2023. Shipments of tea leaf remain consistent with the previous year's volume, which comes at the expense of the domestic supply, where demand has not kept pace. There are persistent concerns that the tariff hike will decrease demand in the U.S. Some believe it will be a tailwind as more people switch from Chinese tea, which is subject to higher tariffs. Japanese tea exports to the U.S. will be subject to a 24% retaliatory tariff unless a new trade agreement is reached before July 9th. The tariff comprises a 10% universal import tariff applied to all countries and an additional 14% country-specific reciprocal tariff specifically targeting Japan. The export value of Japanese tea from prefecture-based tea companies has steadily increased in recent years. The United States has become a significant export destination, accounting for nearly half of all exports by volume. Tsujimoto Saisha, located in Shimada City, Shizuoka Prefecture, earns nearly 40% of its revenue from U.S. importers. According to President Masaki Tsujimoto, orders for matcha have been booming since last year. Coupled with the increase in tariffs on Chinese products, he hopes that orders to Japan from American importers will increase even further. Yoshiaki Kobayashi, who grows organic tea for matcha in Fushida in Shizuoka Prefecture, said, quote, "We've heard from American customers through our distributors that they want to continue their business with us, even if tariffs are increased," end quote. Yoshidi Oshino, president of Shizuoka Japanese Tea Market, where the first auction for the season's new teas took place on April 18th, also concluded, quote, "There may be some impact from the tariff hike, but high-quality tea that people can't find a replacement for it will sell," end quote. With global trade disrupted by tariffs, sanctions, and diplomatic tensions, Japan is viewed as a stable, rules-based trading partner, thereby enhancing its appeal in Western markets. Lipton unveiled a comprehensive line refresh for International Tea Day featuring updated packaging, a new slogan, "We Choose Tea," and two new blends. The familiar red badge returns to all caps lettering on a darker yellow background, displaying the company's founding in 1890. In an online release, the company announced new English breakfast and Earl Grey blends, as well as plans to roll out a line of fruit and cold herbal teas this summer, along with additional varieties of low sugar and zero sugar iced tea powders. Raquel Harris Mason, president of Lipton Teas and Infusions, discussed the drivers behind the new items and the overall rebranding initiatives in a feature article in Progressive Grocer Magazine. Quote, "I think today's consumer wants more choices that are delicious and healthy. They aren't interested in sacrificing taste for health. They want them both, and they want novelty," she said. "Consumers prefer a combination of tried and true ingredients they trust with something that makes it different and interesting," she explains. "Whether it's a type of tea that helps them sleep better or another that's refreshing on a hot day, we know it's important to participate in both the premium and mainstream segment," she said. Quote, "We are focused on tea with multiple brands. We don't have to pick between them, and we want to be more accessible," said Mason. "The packaging is less cluttered and no longer displays the American Heart Association seal and testimonial. The company is considering adding a healthy claim to its packaging to capitalize on the FDA's new rule, which automatically qualifies tea products with fewer than 5 calories per serving and no added caffeine." Business Insight. Package designers noted the return of all caps to the Lipton name. The redesign, quote, "radiates positivity and comfort," end quote, and features a, quote, "touch of nature," end quote, according to Packaging Digest. Primary and secondary packaging was updated, including cases, canisters, retail boxes, envelopes, and even tea tags. Lipton senior brand manager Lisa Geller said the design works in both horizontal and vertical orientations. She explains that vertical facings are becoming increasingly common due to tighter shelf space, varied shelf formats, and diverse store layouts. The vertical panel, quote, "ensures the product remains recognizable, consistent, and shoppable, no matter how it's stacked," she said.
Produced by Atavita Studios. Connect your voice to the world.